The following program is sponsored by Scoop USA Media. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Woo! Are we good? So, good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Inside Scoop. I want to welcome you. Today is Scoop Thursday, and we are going to be joined by a very special guest today. And that particular person is Mr. Mel Wells from ODAT will be joining us hopefully in the next couple of minutes. And then for the second half of the show, we're going to talk about community events and some of the things that are coming up, particularly Juneteenth. In the meantime, if you know, this is interesting, if you know anything about different events that are coming up in the city for Juneteenth. So listen, in the past couple of weeks, we've had some great things going on in the city. We have actually been in the room. We were in the room with Dawn Staley as she came to visit the city a couple of weeks ago. And actually, for those who don't know, I happen to be a graduate of Dobbins, and I actually was in class with Dawn when she was here. And to physically be in the room, she spoke about some very, very inspiring moments in her life as well as mine, because we actually grew up, both of us, in North Central Philadelphia, maybe within a 10 to 15 block radius from Dobbins. And being someone who walked to school every day through the community and the differences in the students that were coming from different parts of the city, because as a technical school, Dobbins was very unique in that because it was trade related, we had students that came from everywhere. And I actually was blessed to live uptown for a little while, as well as in North Philly. So I got to see the distinct differences in the students and the lives that we live and how we actually looked at life completely different. And that kind of was my first, my first introduction into the differences in communities and the division is, I think, the proper way of saying it, based on race and ethnic abilities and your financial status in the city and what you got and where you came from and how it actually impacted your life. And to be in that room, and Thera Martin, who actually is on the Inside Scoop on Wednesday, so please take a moment Wednesday morning between 8 and 9 and listen to the Inside Scoop Part 1 with Thera. And she's on Wednesday, and she actually said loudly to me that she almost was so emotional that she wanted to cry just listening to her story. And understanding what goes into somebody who actually has the desire and the strength to succeed regardless of what comes at you. You know what I mean? And I think that the resilience that is there for people who are minorities within the city, I think that once you reach a certain point in your life where you live below whatever one may see as society standards, that when you get to a point where you're living a certain life, that you have nothing to lose. You know what I mean? The fight is completely different. There is really no fight. Because if you've seen life from a certain perspective, then it's like, well, all I can do is go back to there. It's like, there's probably nowhere lower, you know? Like, we can go. I grew up in the projects. My kids don't want to go to the projects.
Yeah.
But I'm fine in the projects. That's what I'm saying. When you think about the distinct differences, you know, I could actually probably happily go and live in a 2-bedroom house in the projects.
I mean, it's cheaper to live there.
It's a lot cheaper. Gas and electric is included. But when you think about understanding where you come from versus where you're going, you know, you take that into consideration. Oh, my God. So on top of that, so we have a couple of very, very interesting stories, things that are going on in the city. For one, the Shapiro administration wants everybody to remember. Did you get your real ID, Amaris?
No, I haven't gotten that yet.
Wants everyone to remember to get your real ID. So I went and got my real ID. I want to say last August, I got it. And I had to go back like 4 or 5 times because every time I went, they told me there was something else that I needed. I needed my current driver's license. I needed my passport. I needed something with my address on it. I needed my car registration. And you need all of these things. And then you go and you think you take a new photo. I was allowed to use my same photo. And then they didn't give me my ID right on the spot. I had to wait for them to mail it to me. But now I have a new ID where it has a little star on it, which indicates that it's a real ID.
Yeah.
And instead of it expiring, my ID was scheduled to expire in 10 of October 25. Now it expires in 10 of 29.
Okay. Mine is due. Like, my driver's license is due to be updated.
So you're just going to get the real?
Yeah, so I'm going to get the real. But you actually, for our listeners who are out there, you have to actually get the real ID, because if you're going to travel anywhere, you they won't let you on a plane anymore unless if you have the real ID.
Or a driver's, or your passport. Your passport will,
the passport?
Is acceptable, but... What I don't want to do is travel around with my passport all of the time. That literally stays locked in my safe.
Yeah.
So I don't want to lose that. I much rather lose an ID where I can just go to the DMV and get another copy. So that's one thing that's definite. It's up next year this time. So people, if you need ID, if you use ID for your identification purposes or particularly for driving, it's a good idea to get it, because at some point, the way the cycle goes, it's going to keep going until there's nothing left. You know, at some point they're going to say, there are no more regular driver's license. All we're issuing now is real IDs.
Yeah.
So I think that that's where it's going. It's just a slow process where they're trying to push it through.
Or they're going to be like, here. Because, you know, they have the, like, the things to track you, like kids, you know, that they put under
your air tags.
Yeah. And I'm just like, that's crazy to think that. But I'm like, is that where we're headed?
Because my kids, everybody who loves me knows where I am all day, every day.
Yeah.
Everybody. It's like, oh, we're following you. I'm like, okay. Okay. Which is interesting, which is really good, because I'm out a lot of times by myself in situations. So I'm actually tracked by everybody who loves me who has an iPhone.
Yeah.
And that's the way of the world now. Now, that brings the question, and I will ask you this, Amaris, about privacy.
Mm.
Like, seriously, I used to go places where I didn't want people to know I was at.
Yeah.
Or imagine you're out Christmas shopping for people and you're telling people that you're at work and you're out Christmas shopping and now
and
they're
tracking
that you're
you.
At the mall.
Yeah. And like, and then they're going to think that you're lying to them, because they're like, no, I see where you're at. And like, if it's around Christmas time, they're going to know.
That's just a real hypothetical. Like, seriously.
No, I know.
At Christmas time, I do that all of the time. I go out shopping. Nobody knows where I am. So we have an extra special guest in the inside audience today. While we're waiting for our guests to come, we have the great Sabir.
I can't.
You want to say hello?
Summer.
Happy
Hi.
Summer.
I'm trying to turn
Sabir,
it so he can be
Sabir
seen.
Sabir is joining us because this is going to be his future job. This is going to be his show at some point. So
I'm really shy because this is my second time being on the radio station.
Awesome, awesome. So Grandma's going to do a little bit of work. You sit over there on your iPad, okay?
He's so much bigger.
I know. He's been coming here literally since he was like 2 or 3.
Yeah. Do you remember me watching you while your grandma was on air?
Yeah, I remember that.
We had a lot of fun.
All right, so.
My eye.
Oh, okay. All right. So in addition to the real ID, so ODET, talking about ODET and some of the things that they've done. So there's an article in the paper. Did you know that sometimes homeless people, when they pass away, like their remains are
unclaimed.
Unclaimed?
Yeah.
So they had a funeral last week in which, and this is very interesting and, of course, near and dear to my heart, because they were at Mount Peace Cemetery, which is my family cemetery, and all of my family members are... My mother, my grandmother, all of my family is actually buried in this cemetery. Cousins, everybody. And to say that Mount Peace Cemetery joined with certain community organizations, including ODET, because Mel Wells is right there, very visible, and actually at this funeral the other day at Gravesite, funeral service, for 50 people who were homeless, whose remains were unclaimed, and they actually came together to pay respects.
That's nice.
So one of the things that I often claim, and I try to make sure that we always bring visible, and you're here with me a lot, so you know, are the things that people don't know are happening in our communities. I think that people looking from the outside, and technically people who look at 360, who look at the news.
Yeah.
And you may see some good stories come about businesses and things that we're doing. But to get to the core of what our communities are, and to understand that we really are good, strong people. You know, of course, there's some bad apples. And of course, the bad apples are the ones that shine.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But to say that we have many things that are going on in our community that never get recognized, that people never understand. Imagine, first of all, a lot of the people who are homeless, sometimes most of them are not even Philadelphia residents. You know, they come here and they live here. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
To say that we then take responsibility for these people, and I wasn't involved in this, and I wish I could have been.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, whenever I have an opportunity, if I have 5 cents, I break down and I give a couple of pennies to somebody else because I know what it feels like to be in a room.
Yeah.
You know, with no help, no support.
Well, I mean, off of that, there is a lot of programs that are available to people who are homeless and trying mm-hmm. to, like, you know, gain their footing. Mm-hmm. I had run a soup kitchen for 6 years. And so
amazing.
Yeah. So I would have loved to actually have attended this because, you know, who knows if somebody I had, you know, fed or become familiar with and, you know, friendly with might have been one of those individuals, like, which is a sad fact because it's sad to think somebody passed away and their body was unclaimed. But, you know, I would have liked to pay my respects to them just because they are humans. Bottom line, no matter who you are, where you're from, if you were born, raised, you have a heartbeat and you're breathing, like, you know, air and existing in this, you know, world, you matter, your life matters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to have something where they gathered together and paid respects to the individuals who are now buried properly, that's respectful.
So just imagine, though, and like I was saying, it's very important to recognize some of the things that actually happen and why they happen and know that there are people, lots of people who are in the background doing things a lot of times without getting any recognition.
Yeah.
They just do it because it's the right thing to be done. Another thing, oh my gosh, phones, cell phones, cars. So somebody almost hit you the other day.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that was the scariest
thing. Imagine, Paul Miller's law was signed into law, and it actually goes in effect, I think, next year sometime, which requires, so about, let me see, I'm telling my age now, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, it came up in Pennsylvania government, the law about cell phones, when they really, really started becoming really active, people were really active in them. Back in the day, we used to have our big cell phones, and we would talk, and we would text, and we would do everything while we were driving. I mean, which I guess is part of my unique skills now where I can kind of do a bunch of things on these phones while I'm driving because at the age of 20-something, that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
Now, in my 30s, around that time, they actually put into law where there was a choice that the communities made, whether you wanted to be able to text or you wanted to be able to talk on your phone. And they were going to make a law that restricted one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone agreed that texting should be off the table and you should not be allowed to text while you were driving. So that law was written.
Yeah.
But it was still in place that you can speak on your phone. You know what I mean? Now, bye-bye. Because every vehicle that is now made just about has the device in there where you can go hands-free.
Yeah.
And you don't have to speak on your phone anymore. Now it's now a law that starting when this Paul Miller's law goes into effect, no more. Imagine that. No more picking up your phone.
Oh, okay.
Now, it's just really interesting and weird to me because you see tons of people still trying to talk on their phone. And if you're following somebody, it's no idea how to do it.
I get mad when I see that because I'm like, dude, you were slowing down. You're swerving. Like, and dude, I'm saying that in reference to anyone, female, male, it doesn't matter. If you're like slowing down, speeding up, swerving, stopping, like you should not, A, you shouldn't be on your phone. But B, like you most assuredly like need to recognize what you're doing.
Oh, wow. So I want to say that our person is here. Are we ready?
We have Giovanni Pena and somebody from TML Communications.
Hello, Mel. How are you?
I apologize for being late, doing 1,000 things, but I'm here to serve. And thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's definitely my pleasure. And I actually was anxiously waiting to speak with you because I spoke with Teresa yesterday and I shared with her something that I want to share with you before we actually start this interview. So because we're a little late, are you going to mind if we carry this out probably until closer to one? Can you stay with me since
let's rock out. I'm with you. You're the boss. Let's do it.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I'm not, you know, that you don't have something else on your schedule. So I think both of you know me. Hi.
Yes.
I'm Sheree Darton, and we share a couple of things. Number one, unbeknownst to you, you're celebrating 41 years of service to the community. My father was one of the first candidates to go through One Day at a Time. He actually was,
wow.
He was out of the house at, I want to say, 1820 North 24th Street, which was one of your first houses.
Yes.
And
yes, you're right.
My oldest daughter is now 35. So I was 18 or 19 at the time that he went through your program. He is a survivor. He is a longtime ODAT family member, which means I am. And this is the unknown because I see you a lot and I never, and you never share stories and I don't tell my history until it's time. And I said today would be the opportune time to, number one, not just share what it is that you're doing, but thank you for your family's program and the impact that it has in my life, because I'll share with you my grandparents. I think every one of my grandfather's kids became addicted to crack. He had five kids and all of them was running the streets. And my dad went through many programs. He's a vet. He went to Coatesville back and forth. And I don't think that he actually got the message and stayed clean until he was with ODAT. And my dad has been clean.
Wow,
and I think that you may have even seen my dad because he delivers papers and he's all up and down in the community around your way. And he does a lot of things for me. But he has been clean since that had to be the 80s after going through ODAT.
Wow.
So I needed to share that with you because I believe in making things real. You know what I mean? And in making things real, we have to really, really bring that home. So your anniversary is my anniversary. How's about that?
You almost gave me just tears of joy. I'm grateful. I will start off always about God and my mother and father. I am nothing without them.
Mm-hmm.
They are still my bosses, even though they up in heaven watching down on me and allowing this organization to be a generational carrying legacy organization. And you just explained it all. I am grateful that ODAT was able to help your family. I knew it was some kind of synergy between us, between school, between me and you, always bumping each other for years and so forth like that. So we family.
Yes.
So way before
I became the owner of Scoop and way before you actually took your helm, because we've been running into each other years. But I never expressed that to you because, again, it's a time and a place for everything. And when she said to me that I was coming on and she says, oh, well, we'll make sure you're ready. And I'm like, you don't have to prepare me for this. I got this one.
Come on.
This one is in my heart.
No, but thank you for who you are, for being a strong African-American lady. I saw you persevere way before you got the newspaper, and you need to tell your story a little bit more, especially here in the city of Philadelphia, because you can help level up so many people and your family story. Yeah, we're going to get you over here to speak to our people at ODAT about how you were affected through drug use, but how you did not live on excuses of drug use.
Oh, no. That's not accepted. That's not accepted. So I grew up on 24th and Berks, and I tell people all of the time, I raised my oldest daughter on 24th and Berks, and the message that I gave her, my blinds stayed closed because I said to her, baby, our house could be in any part of the city that we want it to be in. Just because we here don't mean that we got to be a product of what's going on here. We can do better. We can be better.
Yeah.
And being that, we moved on. I got up every morning. All of my friends would be outside. Most of them are still there, you know? Got up every morning and went to two, three jobs.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the resilience that people don't know we have in North Philly. People seem to think that we all are caught up on this pendulum. No, we got some good folks there doing some real good things. And I would love to join you in sharing that narrative and pushing it a little bit further, because people need to know.
We set them up for Friday motivation.
Mm-hmm. People do need to know, and they do need to hear.
We're going to make that happen.
So
you basically are doing what we're doing on the 26th, June the 26th.
Yes.
That's why we call it Breaking the Poverty Mindset. So we show off more people like you, people that live in poverty, but then become a product of poverty, but used it as their motivation to escape poverty. And that's why we want you to be able to come and share your story. So I'm grateful, and I thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your broadcast today. Especially, I talk to a lot of people, but a lot of people don't know how to, they know about the glory, but they don't have their own story.
Yes.
So you have both of them.
Yes.
So, you know, gratitude for me being here today. Thank you.
Oh, no. So with that said, now I done told people a little bit about the background of what goes on at Odette and how you save people's lives. Not just one individual, but entire families. You know what I'm saying? Because my father was my father.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? So, and there are men, there are at the time, there were men living in that house. All of those men took and catered to my granddaughter, my daughter. That became like their granddaughter. They all loved and hugged and worshiped us. And my dad, I lived around the corner from the house, so he would come and around the corner and see me. And the entire group would come around the corner and see me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I actually was embraced by a lot of people going through changes and then being able to learn like what this process is and what it means. So just sharing that pure narrative and giving a little bit more insight and respect to what it is that you do and the value of what it is that you do, not just to one person, but to an entire community. So I have to give you those accolades. I knew your parents. I didn't know them because I was in the program. But again, I was a product of the program. So I got to know who they were. I know what they gave. And then and then just being around and seeing what was being done. So I will never take that from you, your family, and all that it is that you do. And I'm blessed to see all of the extra things that you're doing. Like, I was literally just speaking about funeral ceremony that you guys were involved in last week at the cemetery at Lawn. And how you actually went in.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't even. We do so much. I'm saying, like, I was involved in a funeral ceremony.
Yes.
No. Yes. Last week, we were able to. We take on a holistic approach here.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's about recovery, not just drug and alcohol, but any issues of the community, ex-offenders, even people who passed away. Last week, you got to be able to see, and I was pleasured to be able to go to the Philadelphia morgue and pick up 50 cremation remains of unclaimed individuals through OHS here in the city of Philadelphia, DBH, along all this is under the mayor's office, where we took these unclaimed remains and actually had a ceremony, all in the name of Michael Henson, who passed away as well. Shout out to Michael Henson.
Yes.
And these people passed away because they may have been an overdose, gunshot victims, or just people who were found dead. And nobody came to claim their remains. Luckily, last week, one family showed up at the end. And they said, "Dad, we do know this person. This person belonged to my family. And thank you for that." And the reason why we do that, because we give back to the community. So anytime we don't get paid for stuff like that, whatever. So anytime we can serve, you know my story coming off the streets as well. We're going to give back because God is always giving it one day at a time.
And it just is a major coincidence that story is in Scoop this week. You know what I mean? And I looked and I'm like, oh my gosh. So
I didn't even know.
No, you didn't. But that is in Scoop this week about what it is that you guys did. And again, it's another example of what we do. Because people don't know what we do. And people in our community, we do things to take care of each other because it's the right thing to do. Not because we want credit for it. Because again, we're all there trying to live. You know what I mean? As a younger person, my goal was always not to survive, because I survived my entire life. My goal was to be in a position where I could live. And in living, you get to do things and give back and help make sure that the people around you are living as well. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, and seeing that, I'm like, gosh. So I see that. I see that you're actively involved in Kensington. These are just the different things that you've done since moving into this role. You have a satellite place at 69th Street. Is that still there? Like your satellite office?
Street. No, we're no longer at 69th Street. You're about to be somewhere else new. We'll announce that later on. Yeah.
Okay. So you have satellite stations.
You know a lot of stuff about it. You,
it's my job. I'm the news. You have a satellite site there. I'm our news. So other news stations, they know their audience. I know my audience. I know what's going on. I may not always report
Come on
it, but I do know what's going on in my neighborhood and what people are doing. But just saying that, and now coming to this point where we're celebrating 41 years of doing and giving and being active and making a difference in our first North Philly community and then going out. You know what I mean? Like, we started in this little circle and then we expanded and now we're everywhere in this city, citywide, doing things to help people everywhere, regardless of race, regardless of ethnicity. If you need help, you guys are there. So what's going on at this event? Because we're celebrating your mother, right? And her having you and all of the things, because we all know, and your wife, we all know what the women do in our households. We're not even going to let them take that from us.
Come on, that's my boss.
Right? We know what happens in our household. We know who the people are who are running things. So with that said, can you give us some insights of all of the things that's going to happen on Saturday? Because I think you have a day long full of events that you're doing to give back to the community.
Well, it's June the 26th at the Met. It's a free event, but you must register. We're sharing the links with everybody to register. Tickets are going fast. We do event like this every year to get the attention of those who need services and of the leaders in the city of Philadelphia to let people know that if you want to get out of the poverty mindset, help is here. The ladder is here. So most of all, I'm proud of the services that we'd be giving out that day. Whether it's drug and alcohol support, people need jobs. We have a bunch of people that are coming too as well to offer jobs and other utility help. Same day pay where you can register right there. Also HIV and AIDS testing where people can get a gift card on the spot. Free food for over 3,500 individuals. Everything we do will be free. And that's just some of the stuff that we're doing. It will start at 2 p.m. going down to 8 p.m. Wallow and Gil will be coming out too that day to help me run a poverty mindset panel. That panel will be the host of that panel. I think it's Cheyenne. Mm-hmm. Cheyenne, what channel is she from?
Fox 29.
Fox 29 will be in the building as well. They will be hosting the panel along with me, Cheyenne. And on that panel right now, I'm looking at, you got Anton Moore, Daoud Bey, George Lane, Salim Hassan, the No More Foundation, Ricky, Rochelle Bilal, As I Plant the Seed, Ryan Harris, Jeanette Bennett from the Mayor's Engagement Office, Director of Engagement. Of course, my brother, we got to have a number one ex-offender. Seth Williams will be back in the limelight sharing about, you know, how to stay out of poverty. And also Daryl Shuler. That's one of the pieces that we do that day. Along outside, there will also be services for the kids. We have a kids carnival that will be going on. We're running a family atmosphere event for any and everybody. So you may be the grandma that never had a drug and alcohol issue, but you got the grandkids. Mm-hmm. So you'll be allowed to come out to this event. We also do something that's called a police assistance diversion program, where we do rental assistance. Tasha helps us out with rental assistance and court support. We also
IDs, birth certificates.
Our team comes with a holistic approach to make sure nobody has excuses. Put it into the excuses. This is why one day at a time here to equip you with everything you need, even through our same day pay program. We pay you, sis, to make your own resume. We help you make a resume. We pay you for money management to get you geared up to take advantage of services. And then as we go through the day, one of the main things is going to be a sit down with me, Cheyenne, Wallow, and Gil. Shout out to Wallow and Gil. Yes. I was actually a cell member of Wallow's brother, Steve, when I was incarcerated. Thank God I don't even have a police record anymore because the city of Philadelphia and God, and also Gil. Gil's son, who was shot and murdered. We will be talking about trauma and poverty mindset, how to escape that. And then as you go out, you will be dealing with a lot of people who will be receiving awards that day. Shout out to Shantae Love from Every Murder Is Real.
Okay.
She will be in the building that day as well. Okay. G. Lamar Stewart, Tony Bell, Paul Ray, Miss Paul Ray from UAC, Pastor called. Everybody know Pastor called.
Yes.
Keith Leaphart from over at Jefferson's Health. Everybody know Keith. Keith is our guy. Shout out to Jefferson. Jefferson allows our outreach vehicles to ride on the street 24 hours a day because they sponsor our outreach team under the city of Philadelphia. And of course, again, Ricky Duncan and now Domain Entertainment. But if you come out and you get these services, we also want to give you some nice entertainment.
Oh,
right?
Gosh.
So we will be having someone come out and do gospel, who is actually Rita. Rita's be doing the gospel. We also have somebody, I think it's Corey Wilms. Corey Wilms, who's David Ruffin's nephew.
Okay.
He will be coming out to bless the audience as well with his voice. The one and only Freeway from City of Philadelphia. Wallow and Gill will be hosting that part as well. And then Suzanne Christine and main event for that night will be no other than Drew Hill. Drew Hill will be in the building. They will be showing out live entertainment. Now, we don't do this to show you we cool. We do this to show you that we want you to be a part of a larger ODAT family, just like you are, sis. And we want everybody to understand that we work in a non-competitive way. ODAT is in no competition with no other organization. We're probably going to have another 20, 30 organizations in the building, because if I can't do it, my cousin organization can do it.
Exactly.
If they can't do it, then another organization can't do it. And if we can't do it, we're going to talk to find out from scoop who can do it. So that's the scoop on 26.
Yeah.
Wow. So this has actually grown, because you guys normally hold this event on Lehigh, right? You usually hold this right near your home base, right? So now you're at the Met.
Yep,
so
25th and Lehigh.
You know my office is right there on the corner of Broad and Girard, not even 20 steps away from the Met, right? So you know my office is there. So tell me how this is going to be set up, because we can't block Broad Street off. Is Broad Street blocked off? How's it going to work?
No, I'm not blocking it.
It's just going around.
Block, I don't know the front block.
Uh-huh.
No, it goes around. You know, the one block in front of the Met, that would be blocked off.
And then the side.
And that would be the kids' carnival. And I want to tell the community here is that it's going to be a safe event.
Okay.
That's why I wanted to make it sure it's a registered event.
Yes.
It's sad because of what we're going through on the streets. Would you say?
I said yes.
With the gun violence, what I said was, I got to make it safe for everybody, for the grandmama, she want to come out, for the celebrity, or even the mayor, anybody come out. And let me give a shout out to the city of Philadelphia. Plenty of dignitaries will be out there that day as well, but you can register for the event. Again, the doors will open up about 2 p.m., so the front of it will be blocked off. The Muslim community is coming out doing security. The sheriff department is coming out to do security. I have also hired my own security team as well, KNC, and also the Philadelphia Police Department. Because we want everybody to feel safe. We want y'all to leave with a lot of items as well. And not only the 26th, we want you to make ODAT the rest of the year event for you and your family. We have over 20-something services at one day at a time for ex-offenders, same-day pay in penitentiaries now. We giving out the $200 to $400 on people books inside of Pitt Penitentiary. My wife on the ladies' side, we on the men's side, to help people out with services even before they come back to the streets. We had the drug and alcohol assistance. Maybe you come to an event and you don't have nowhere to stay. You can come home with one day at a time and we will provide a bed. Maybe you need food. We have a food bank as well, a landscaping team, a youth team. Shout out to the One Day at a Time youth team who sent over, I think, 50 to 66 kids to camp this year up in Swainsville, Pennsylvania. And that camp cost $600 a piece. And we sponsored all that for the whole entire 66 kids. We have women's sites, men's sites. We also have a police assistant diversion program. Like I said, the street team, and also one of our best teams is our homeless outreach team. Mm-hmm. If you know somebody that's out there that's homeless, if you reach out to ODAT, guess what? We will come to you to take the person off the street and we'll make it happen for you. That's some of the stuff that we do.
Wow. So I'm going to go back to when we started this, and I'm going to say that when we started, we was at a little house on 24th Street. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just to say, God is good, first of all. And as you started, we have to give him credit. And when you do good things come. You know what I mean? And you have to do it wholeheartedly. You just spoke about things that I'm sure many people don't even know you are doing. You know, first of all, as a kid from North Philly, as a kid from Philadelphia, to go to Swainsville, number one, that's like amazing by itself. Because most of us don't get to see outside of our little corridor, our little area, until either something happens and we're forced to go outside, or we're visiting a family member outside. I think I took most of my, unfortunately, most of my trips around this city was going to visit my brother. Outside of the city, was going to different parts of the state to visit my brother, incarcerated. You know what I mean? I've learned my way all around the state of Pennsylvania because I was traveling from jail to jail to jail.
You had exposure.
Exposure that I didn't want. I didn't want it. I didn't want it. But I did have exposure and I did have growth because of it. You know what I mean? Because now I do know where McKean is. I do know where Bradford is. I can tell somebody how to get somewhere else, you know, in the state.
That's right.
But to say that you're giving our youth opportunities to go these places without that caveat that comes with I got in trouble. You know what I mean? That's amazing. Right. And it has to start from there because we have to open doors and do things that put us in a different position without being a product of the system. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, you know, exposure is it. That's what saved my life, and that's what we're doing with these kids. But not only are we sending kids to camp for free, if we send your kids to camp and you need food, you need rental assistance, ODAD is going to come in and help you out. Not only that, we're going to send them to camp for 7 days. What we also going to do is give them a mentor for the rest of the year for free. A person that the mom or the grandmom or the dad can call and say, hey, you know, my son, you know, he's getting a little off the track. My daughter getting a little off the track. Why? We believe in holistic family approaches. And today, Tosh, what I will announce is that we also just came up with a new program that Scoop going to get before anybody else get.
Okay.
Before anybody else gets. So I'm announcing today.
Okay.
I'm looking for 40 individuals that got affected through gun violence, that is a gunshot victim, that may be dealing with spinal cord injury or injury where they're in a wheelchair or they got to be on crutches for the rest of their life. And what we would do is come in to give them $1,500 right away to help them out in any kind of way, whether it's their utility bills, whether it's rental assistance or whatever. We have a partner that comes in, they get that money to you right away, directly to the utility bills, and we're looking for 40 individuals. So anybody looking for that, they're going to have to talk to Scoop, tell us, and we'll make it happen.
Oh, wow.
They actually have to be a victim to violence, period. Not just gunshot violence, not just gun violence. It can be abuse. A lady husband physically abused her and she had to go to hospital. Only three things you have to have with being a victim of violence. It would be it had to happen in Philadelphia. You're from Philadelphia. And can you prove
it had to be reported? You have to have like a police report or something to verify that it actually happened. Got it.
But Amaris
has some questions for you. She's been listening. And
I love her expressions. I'm looking at Amaris. Amaris got me tripping. I love your facial expressions. What's going on, Amaris?
She's coming now. Now she got you.
I've been writing down questions the entire time because I'm just like, oh, you know, little things that you said. So one of the questions that I have is you had mentioned that Jefferson sponsors this event that's happening on June 26th. Do they sponsor you guys year round?
Yeah, year round. Anything that has to deal with health. They really don't just sponsor this event. What they really do is help sponsor our vehicles and teams on the street that go out to K&A and do overdose reversals through Narcan. So it's anything affiliated with health. They gave us our biggest donation, I believe, of the year, $50,000.
Okay.
That money goes over. I have a fiduciary. All of my money, I don't touch any money. It goes to the Urban Affairs Coalition. And so you'll see they logos on our vans. But anytime you see an outreach van getting a homeless person off the street, it's because of the help of City of Philadelphia first, God, come back, and then Jefferson.
Okay. Now, how would somebody with the program that you're going to implement with the 40 individuals who are victims of violence, how would they apply for it directly through you? Is there an actual like application? You said that you have to prove of some sort, having paperwork or a police report. But is this something where the victims are unable to work, unable to function in their lives as a result of the violence?
So it's a holistic approach. They not only just give them the $1,500 and say, hey, here, we're done to help towards, you know, your bills, but they will pay for a therapist. They will pay for medical bills that they got consistently go to the to the doctor. They is consistently and they're consistently trying to receive donations. And what we would like to do is have the victims try to share their story to get other people to help.
Yeah.
So if they want to share their story so people could see that, and it could bring more people in to not only share their story, but to get the help, and then more donations come in to help the next individual.
And so for now, we're rolling out the program all the way on Monday. Mm-hmm. So, but since you're here on Scoop, anybody want to be involved? Now, listen, we ODAD is about love and also tough love. So we will tell you the truth. We're looking for people that were seriously affected. We're looking for a family that has a gunshot victim, right? It's mom now who can't go to work because she got to stay home and take care of her son. We're looking for you. Right? It's dad that now is paralyzed, who, you know, is going to work and now he can't even go to work. And he may just be on SSI welfare. We're looking for you. And the way to get to that, we will assess you. We will ask you questions before we even give you any paperwork to fill out, because we're not playing with that. And if Tasha, you can say a way to inbox us on Instagram or social media. Right now, we're opening up our social media. Inbox us, let us know. Our team will follow up with you by Monday, first come, first served basis, if the story really fits the criteria. However, just because we coming in with the 1500 and other things, we're looking for you to be a part of One Day at a Time family. Well, so that means I'm going to come back on Thanksgiving. I'm going to come back on Christmas to make you a part of the holistic of what we do. So, Ty, you can announce the social media piece.
Social media on Instagram is president.odat or originalodat on Instagram. You can shoot them, shoot DMs, and we'll get back to you. You can shoot your information or phone number, and we will get back to you to get you the form to fill out to make sure that you fit the criteria.
Ooh, okay, so now we have a program. We have an event in 2 weeks, almost, and we have all of the other things that you've been doing constantly through our community. And for people who are listening, there's another thing that's going on here. You see Amherst taking notes over here, because this is actually going to be in a written article in Scoop.
So this is
going to be in an article in Scoop on Monday. We'll have the regular announcement about the event on the 26th. And Amherst is doing some unique stuff here, because one of the good things about Scoop is we do, in our business paper, we do a nonprofit feature every month. And we identify a unique nonprofit who is doing things in our community. And this month, you won that prize. Amherst is going to feature you in Scoop Vision and talk about some of the great things that you're doing. Because we need to try to bring things home. Like, seriously, all of the things that you just spoke about, again, I know people know ODAD. I know people know the name. They may say, oh, they walking around sweeping up in Kensington and they helping people get up, this, that, and the third. People see things, but they don't know the core and the things that go into it. So one of our jobs is to help, just as you said, bring these stories into fruition and let people see what you really made of, because you're made of so much more than what people see on the surface. So I'm blessed. I'm blessed that I talked to Teresa and I was able to, number one, share with you my story and how you guys affected my life, and also share, you know, what it is that you're doing and the many things that are still coming, because I think that there's no stopping. You know what I mean? I think that there's so much more that can be done. And you guys seem to have this unique way of finding things that are outside of the box. You know, we go back to brainstorming and sitting down like, well, all right, what can we do that's going to help these people here? Because from our community, I'll say this. I was at a meeting on 24th and Berks a couple of years ago, and I was in a room with people and they were saying, oh, we need people from the community to come in and sign these papers. We need the people to come in and help. So I said, oh, let me go outside and talk to the people, my friends. You know, these are my family. And they say, oh, Bree, we got you, but we're not going in there. So it takes, it takes a unique individual to get our people and our communities to respond to them. You have to be one of us in order to get it. And they said to me, seriously, like, you've been with us your whole life. Got it. You miss Scoop, this, that, and the third. But today, Cherie, you just going to be Cherie. And you need to just go back around that corner and tell them people we ain't got time for that. Because trust is an issue.
We trust those who are with us at all times. Not just you live here and you come back and forth, because you're not one of us no more when you move away and you just drop and say hi. You know, you got to be with us in this battle, because there's still a battle in our communities, whether or not people want to recognize it.
Come on.
It's still a battle. And we have people such as yourself. We have me at the Scoop. And again, I'm a girl from the neighborhood. Yeah. It's a difference when you're a guy from the neighborhood. It's just different. You know what I mean? The effect is different. They give you the love and they say, "Oh, sis, go ahead." You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's why we got each other back.
Yeah. Which is why it's, and I tell people all of the time, I tell Bilal Qayyum, because I was his secretary. Yeah. I tell a lot of Tyrone Green, I was his secretary. Yeah. I tell all these people that are in these positions, I says, I own a newspaper and all of y'all grew up around me. And we don't even know how to work this tool so that we can do more for us.
Yes.
Like at this point in time, there should be some way that we all can actually collectively come together and hit numbers that are unheard of with what we can do for our community.
So you highlighting, and I just love Scoop. I love how y'all working in a non-competitive way. Mm-hmm. I love how you are really connecting the holistic dots in a non-competitive way. And another shout out to Scoop. I appreciate that this is the number one newspaper for the community of Philadelphia to find out the positivity that is going on throughout the city of Philadelphia. This is not a newspaper or a media place where you're just going to be entertained. You're going to hear the facts. You're going to get entertained too, but you also going to get some services to help you get out of the poverty mindset. And like you say, a lot of people won't respect you if you move away. But people would definitely respect you if you move away to make a way for them to move away as well.
Exactly.
And that's what you're talking about. So I love it.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, one thing I just wanted to highlight really quick. I know you said that one day at a time helps, you know, the full city of Philadelphia. But now we're also located in London, India, and Cambodia.
Yeah, worldwide.
So.
No. Yeah.
That's amazing.
You look at her face. Look at her face. You
see.
I hate that my face is. Everybody says the same thing.
Look at her face. Look at her face.
You should get paid for the meme fake, and you can make any expression of
it. Look at her face. So you can see the impact of what it is that you're doing if you just pay attention to Amherst. Amherst is.
Absolutely.
So you see what that was, right? So just imagine somebody in our neighborhood who's hearing that and seeing that, oh my God, this is what's going on, and they're part of us. So again, there's no way that I can ever, and anybody can. So let's just say that nobody can take that from you guys. Your parents started it. Yes, you are carrying that legacy. I'm becoming to learn what carrying a legacy means. So carrying a legacy is a whole nother level. It's a whole nother level of stress.
Yes.
It's a whole nother level of, oh my God, am I making the right decision? Am I going to get ghosts coming to visit me in the middle of the night? No, seriously.
Yes.
Seriously, that's some real, that's real.
No, I'm laughing, but yes.
It's real because you have to lean on their accord as well as yours, and you cannot make a mistake. Like, mistakes are not acceptable.
No, you know, if I may highlight too, and I guess in our community, generational wealth or against poverty mindset escaping is not that popular.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that popular. But when you go shopping at Macy's, Bloomingdale's, that's a generational piece.
Mm-hmm.
And so what me and you are doing, sis, is bringing back to the community, no, there is a such thing as appreciation and generation. Not because, you know, get somebody pass something down to you, but you actually have to take care of what's passed down to you to help it multiply to go into the next generation. Huge respects to you because of the story and I hate to tell you this, the truth, the nightmares that you had to walk through to get to the dreams of Scoop is living now.
Wow. So I'm supposed to be interviewing you.
My bad.
I feel like I'm just
look, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm lost for words. I'm like, I'm supposed to be talking to you about what you're doing, not what I'm doing. Don't give it back. Don't give it back.
I'm giving it back. Go ahead.
He can't help it, sis. He can't help it.
I understand. I think there's something, again, of the part of who we are and where we come from. We actually, once you get to a point where you understand and appreciate all that's around you and all that's in you, you have to give it back. And most of us, like he's doing, we shy away. We don't even want the attention. You know what I mean? We don't want it. We just want to do what we need to do.
No. I want to stay on them.
Yeah. You don't. It's something that, you know, people like, oh, you could not come into the party. No, I'm okay over here working. I'm all right. I don't need to be in that spotlight.
Because
it's still.
The work is already, it's already there.
And it's still more work to do. You know what I mean? So we want to move on. And try to figure out what else we can do. So with that said, what else we can do? You gave us the insights about the 40 people and the $1,500 stipend that we're going to be delivering. Give me, outside of the event, which is very, very, very important, which I'm sorry to say, we talked a little bit about it, and you gave us all of the insights about what's going on. And before we get off in the next 5 minutes, you'll give somebody another chance to look at their Instagram so that we can make sure people come out. But anything else that's coming down the pike for ODAT that we don't know about? I know you said it's something you can't tell me, but anything else that you got hitting that people don't know that you do? I'm sure is.
What we're doing right now, we're trying to expand our services to bring more people jobs that want to graduate right here in the community to be a part of what One Day at a Time is actually doing. Right now, we have expanded. Shout out to PHMC, CEG. We have a huge Stop the Violence program now. Like I said, they're sending the kids to the camp. I also highlight the Temple University. Temple University, who's backing up One Day at a Time for providing facilities for our youth, from football fields to game rooms. Shout out again to Temple University for giving One Day at a Time a street contract to hire 15 to 20 people right here from the community right now. Shout out to TCB and Commerce in the mayor's office by allowing us to be able to get the dollars we need to be able to expand. I'm going to stop right there, since that's some of the stuff that we do.
YFM.ODAT is an Instagram page for our youth family mode. Our youth program. So if any of them parents need to sign their kids up for these activities for our after school programs, for our summer program, you go to YFM.ODAT Instagram page and click the link in a bio, and everything that we do and for them to sign up is all there.
And that's a lot, right, Amber?
That's it. I know. I'm like,
you work for Scoop now. You're for City of Philadelphia Scoop. Whatever you need us to do, we here.
Oh, wow. So first of all, Amaris is done. She's done. She's done. She will come out and hang out at your event. She's a photographer too. She does a lot of my back end work. She's my right.
Oh, come on.
She supports me on the radio, so I don't have to be by myself. So she sticks with me.
VIP. Mary, you would definitely be VIP that day.
She's psyched. You're doing a whole bunch of things, Mel. Y'all doing stuff y'all not supposed to be doing. It's a serious interview.
And one of my favorite things is to do back behind the scenes concert photos. So I mean,
Amris is ready to come hang out with you. Don't you steal Amris from me?
How would they steal?
People come around One Day at a Time. They don't never want to go back. They want to stay with One Day at a Time.
City Hall say like, Mel, don't steal them. We want family anyway, so I would never do that to you.
So one of the most important things, and the caveat, with all of these things that you're doing, the one big thing is that once you come, like, I'm a part of ODAT family, and I'm not actually active, but I am a part of the family, is that if you're doing this and you're getting these services, our goal is to have people bring people and help more, right? It's a give and take type of relationship, right? If you, like, you bring somebody into it and you help them as well, because we need to keep helping people. It's like, you know, that magic.
Oh, if
one person touches another person.
Like you got to help somebody. That's our only rule, right? My dad said this is not some street gang, but One Day at a Time is a positive gang. That means our rules and regulation, one person helps another. Whether it's the grandma telling the story that can't come out the house, or whether it's the kids saying, hey, we got another place to go hang out at to get off the street. We only ask you what's mandatory. Mm-hmm. It's to give back what God gave to you, that's life. And he has blessed ODAT and Scoop as well to be able to give the referral of life. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay, so we're getting ready to get off of here because our lines are going to go. Can you please give us some information about how people can reach out? Now, your article is going to be in the paper next week, so people who read Scoop are going to get the information. But for people who are listening who may not be reading, tell them how they can reach you. Your Instagram again, as well as your Facebook, whatever pages you want them to go.
So So YFM is for you, family mode. YFM.ODAT on Instagram. ODAAT. Then you have Original ODAT on Instagram. That is ODAT's main social media page. And Mel's page himself is president.ODAT. You will get all the information you need from each, any one of them pages you follow or you go on or you DM. You will definitely get a response back and you will definitely get the information. The only thing about president.ODAT is you will get so much inspiration from that page. I just thought I'd put it out there.
So, right. So thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your family. And everybody who's listening, please make sure you come out to the anniversary, the 41st anniversary of ODAT. Read Scoop this week to get more information. He will be in Scoop Regular Foundation Paper as well as Scoop Vision. So please read, share, and make sure people know that they can come out. I want to thank you again for coming on. I love and appreciate you both. And
you.
Everyone who's listening, you've been listening.
I want to make sure I got your information as well. I want to make sure I got the information.
Yeah. You've been listening to the Inside Scoop.
I want
to
make sure I got your information so I can send you all an email.
Okay, we're going to do this. I guess when we get off, because they're getting ready to turn us off. We got to go.
Okay, gotcha.
All right.
Peace. Thank you for joining the Inside Scoop.